Looks like we are now joined by Maryland head coach John Tillman, the second coach here on the preseason coaches teleconference. The Terrapins are ranked number 4 in the USILA preseason poll and were selected 2nd in the preseason Big Ten coaches poll. Coach Tillman, good morning.
Good morning.
Please provide us an opening statement, then we'll go ahead and open it for questions from the media.
Okay, thank you. Obviously very excited to begin the 91st season of men's lacrosse here at the University of Maryland. And obviously a second season for Big Ten lacrosse following a terrific season for the Big Ten in year one with three teams in the quarterfinals and two in the Final Four. I thought the conference made a very big statement about the future being very bright. We're excited to get things going in about 2 weeks against a traditional rival in Navy, and feel like this is one of the best schedules we put together, and typically a team that has a very challenging schedule this year is going to be no different, if not one of the toughest ones I've experienced in my 6 years here. So we're excited to get things going. There's a lot of work to be done, and we're looking forward to a good journey.
Thanks for that, Coach. We'll go ahead and open it for questions from the media, please.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Callie Kaplan with Diamondback.
Hey, Coach Tillman, how are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm good. So, first question, with all your success last year that you just touched on, and then the rankings came out this year, and once again picked to finish in the top half of the Big Ten and high preseason ranking overall, how are you approaching your team with the pressure of those rankings and also maybe the complacency that comes along with already having been there?
Yeah, I think those are really good questions. I think for us, what we're always trying to do is just compete against ourselves. We don't focus, and a lot of times, I'll be honest, I'm not sure, you know, what we're ranked week to week, because having done this long enough, you're really trying to just compete against yourself and try to maximize what you have, continue to improve, focus on the process of being a good team. And if that is your focus and your approach every day, the other stuff has the potential to take care of itself. We realize that a place like Maryland lacrosse is very important. There's a strong tradition and a high bar here. So that's something that really motivates us. And there's a standard that we want to aspire to reach, you know, year in, year out. So we welcome that. I think it makes you better knowing that there is a standard to live up to. It forces you to be your best. And when you play a schedule like ours, not only in the Big Ten, but out of conference, you realize that you got to make the most of your time together and really try to develop to your full potential.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question.
Coach, you touched on it a little bit in your opening statement, but after going through a full season of Big Ten lacrosse there in year one, what would you say was the biggest strength of the conference from top to bottom?
I think every week it's a challenge. You know, you week in, week out, you have very athletic teams, teams that are very well coached and prepared, you know, so you really have to bring it, you know, week in, week out, and you can't have an off quarter or an off half, or you're going to find yourself in a really precarious situation. So, you know, we realize it's much like any sport. When it's a conference game, I just think there's a little different feel to it. And I think as we go down the road here, there's going to be even more and more familiarity with each other. And then it, you know, kind of falls down to some of the intangible things that are going to help you win games, because teams are going to be very comfortable with your personnel, a lot of your schemes. So a lot of that stuff goes out the window, and a lot of times it comes down to some of those broken plays, those unexpected plays, maybe those hustle plays that can make the difference.
And we have a follow-up question from the line of Callie Kaplan with Diamondback.
Coach, when we talked a couple weeks ago, you mentioned that you were dealing with a couple injuries. I was just wondering how the health of the team is progressing heading into the season, and if you expect anything to maybe linger into the start of the season or affect any games.
I would say the one guy that won't be back will be Matt Neufeld. He won't be back. I think almost everybody else that you know we expected to be on the field for the opener is on track to be there. Our trainer Amelia Sesma is fantastic. She's been with us all 6 years I've been here. And she really understands preseason. She understands lacrosse, you know, what we need to do to get guys back. And she's very good at holding guys out when they need to be held out and then just monitoring progress because we don't want to rush a guy back and then lose him for another month. So we really want to be prudent with, you know, how much they're playing in the preseason. Typically the older players, because they are experienced, you know, their preparation they're not going to be in need of some of the preparation that the younger guys need, and that does provide some opportunities for younger players and scrimmages to develop. So I think we're in pretty good shape right now. It's something that we're going to continue to monitor. I will say this, that this week looks like a great week of weather. The temperatures are getting higher, a little bit of rain on Wednesday, which will be great for getting ready some of the snow around here. But it does, the warmer weather, I think, is for injured guys, whether it's knees, ankles, shins, it is a welcome increase in temperature for us.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to ask Coach a question.
Coach, looks like we are all set. Thanks for your time this morning. Good luck this season.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.